This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Russell Dorsey, National MLB Insider for Yahoo Sports.
I think Willy Castro is one of the best and most underrated players available on this year's market because he can play every position. He hits well from both sides of the plate. Like, that's a dude that's going to be very valuable.
Insider and analyst for Friday Night Baseball on Apple TV+.
3-0 Yankees in the bottom of the fourth.
Russ Dorsey, how we doing, buddy? Long time. Been a while.
Willier Abreu at the plate here takes ball two. Russ treat you fairly when he was.
The Russ is great, man. What a good human. Yeah, we don't want to talk too highly on the TV, but he was good to me.
Russell Dorsey.
Hey, Russ.
On 670 The Score.
The Score.
We love having Russ Dorsey in studio. That's why we bring him in for all of our segments in an hour. This is Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score. And I think we got to start first with what we told the people we would talk about. What is this Rick Hahn story? You worked with him last week at MLB Network.
Number one, shout out to Rossi for shouting me out on the air. That was cool. He was filling in on Friday Night Baseball this past week.
That's what's up.
Okay, the Rick Hahn story. So I'm working with Rick on deadline day at MLB Network, and I am prepping for the show, and I have my back turned. So we're getting ready to go to the studio, pick up my bag, and I'm walking. And Rick's there, and he says, they keep putting me on air with the most handsome dude in Chicago. But then he goes, he looks at somebody and is like, this is the thirst trap king of Chicago.
Oh!
And I died laughing.
Rick Hahn said that?
Rick Hahn said, this is the thirst trap king of Chicago. And it made me laugh so hard. And it was at that moment, I just had to sit in it. And like,
as you should.
I can't fight it anymore.
You go, Rick Hahn.
I can't fight it anymore.
I hope you heard that here and took it with him and understood that that's what it is.
It made me laugh.
What do you use talks to
him? It made me laugh. But I had to sit in and say, all right, maybe it might be true.
I'm shocked Rick Hahn knows what a thirst track is.
That's what made me laugh. Rick has kids that are younger.
Okay, that makes sense.
But also, it made me laugh.
He's up on things.
Yeah. So then I was just like, I could keep this in the tuck, but I got to share this with Marshall and Layla.
Appreciate that.
That's hilarious.
That was very much worth telling.
You know? He's essential. Here's the thing I always loved about Rick and Theo. They always seem to be in on the bit. Like,
yes.
Even with the Reddit users, they both made jokes about the Quintana trade. Like, somehow they always know what's going on. Like, Theo even made the 83 reference at the World Series parade.
Yeah.
I'm not
83.
Those two somehow knew. They always knew what was going on.
Rick definitely enjoying life as not an active GM. Like, he's living.
He's not in a hurry
he's
to get back in
jokes.
The front office somewhere.
He's chilling.
He's like, I'm gonna do this and I'm gonna do it well and I'm gonna talk my ish, if you will.
Do you remember last year when he was in the front row for the Texans and Bears game on Sunday Night Football in Houston?
That.
I did get it confirmed that was him.
He was with his son, right?
Yeah.
Because I think his son goes to college close to there.
Yes, I think so, yeah.
So there's that. Now, Rick Hahn, deadline day, did your work, and I know you're very much feeling like you're a bit clairvoyant about what happened at the deadline,
That's
correct?
A great word.
But it's true, right?
That's a great word.
That's how you feel.
Wow, I got to add that to the to my lexicon of words I use. That was a solid one.
The clairvoyant, Russ Dorsey.
It felt like this deadline was pretty predictable in the price of starting pitching. That's something the three of us have talked about since like May. And as you see what happened, where very few starting pitchers got moved. I think the biggest name that got moved of the starting pitchers, Shane Bieber, hasn't pitched at all in the big leagues this year, and Merrill Kelly to the Texas Rangers. Outside of those guys, nobody really moved. Adrian Hauser, Mike Soroka, but it was these ancillary type of arms. And so, yeah, I felt that part coming because I just looked at the market and said, there's a lot of flawed starting pitchers. And if I'm a team, I don't think I'm paying for a flawed starting pitcher and paying the price that it did ultimately cost to get one of those guys on your roster. But I thought the deadline was as fun and exciting and had twists and turns that you weren't necessarily expecting than one any we've had in a little while. Like, I thought Carlos Correa getting traded back to Houston, that's the type of fun stuff that you don't really get in baseball. And I think he's going to get a 10% boost playing there as opposed to playing in Minnesota because it's where he built his name. He's a World Series champion there. All his friends still play for the Houston Astros. His parents still live down there in Houston. He still had his house down there. And he now transitions over to third base where when he was a free agent and he signed originally with the New York Mets, he was going to play third base as they had Francisco Lindor playing shortstop. So I think you're going to get a better offensive version of Carlos Correa down in Houston playing third base. Likely keep him a little bit healthier, but also I think guys do get a boost when they're in an environment that they feel really comfortable in.
I thought that when that news came out, we joked about it, Marshall and I, because I was like, man, if that's not a shoot your shot trade, I said, that's somebody throwing up a test balloon. And my goodness, if that didn't take off. Like, that was one where clearly either somebody was testing to see how open for business the Minnesota Twins were and what the price was going to be, because the Astros took back a lot of his salary in the deal, too, and I feel like that's what made that move.
And it was – he was texting his friends on the team like, hey, if I came back, how would you guys feel about that? And once they got a positive result, and then you get all the parties involved to say, all right, yeah, this is – something we would do. How much money are you guys going to take on? How much do we have to take on? And it feels like this is how it probably should end for Carlos Correa. Like, you finish your career in Houston and still have an impact. And once again, here come the Astros with all the injuries that they've had. Now they have a third baseman who knows everybody there. He's instantly back to being a leader in that clubhouse. Like, if they do the thing that they always do this time of year, and they go on some run, and they end up in the ALCS with a chance to get to the World Series, it wouldn't shock me one bit.
So a couple of things. The Twins, not necessarily a going out of business sale, but we're getting sold to new management. We want to liquidate some things.
Clean
10 out of 26. Exactly. Clean the books. And they did that. But
well,
also,
kind of.
if the Astros were going shoot your shot, what would you call what the Cubs did?
Man. Maybe getting your shot blocked. Maybe getting your shot blocked. I didn't hear you guys show the day after the deadline. How did you guys feel?
Here's how I'll put it. As we're joined by Russell Dorsey, national MLB insider from Yahoo Sports. Listen, here on Raheem and Harris, we were very much, this is not good enough. They should have done more. Disappointed, understanding, yes, they are a better team than they were a week ago, right?
Yeah.
But understanding the window with Kyle Tucker, only knowing that you have this season, nothing guaranteed past this season with him, to make the most of it, I feel like they did not. And here's why. Not just because of the starting pitching thing that you talk about, but I saw better arms go other places out of the bullpen. So if you want to say bullpen's more important than starting pitcher, I get it. But I saw superior arms go other places. Why weren't you in on the superior arms that were available out of the bullpen as well?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Also was under the impression, and this is how I feel, when you're on a real go-for-it contending team, when you think you have enough, and I'm not saying enough to win a division. I'm saying enough to actually win a playoff series or two or three.
Yeah.
When you think you have enough, you get more. That's what those teams have taught me. And that's why it was so alarming to see what happened. And I said this before. They just were not in a place where they could afford record and division wise, they weren't in a place where they could afford to set their price. They had to go with somebody else's price if they really wanted to make a difference.
So great from both you guys. And I agree with a lot of what you guys said. I think when I look at what the Cubs ended up with at the deadline, it feels, I can understand how Cubs fans feel disappointed. Coming off of that series where you got your butt handed to you by the Milwaukee Brewers, where they look like the better team. Your offense has been cold. And it's like you gambled and said, our offense is better than this, and we're going to outslug people. Well, okay. You can do that. I also agree with your point of there is zero guarantee that Kyle Tucker will ever play for this team again after this season. And your moves should follow that thought process of, we got one shot at this. We got one shot in a year where the league is wide open. There is like six teams that could win the World Series. And going into the deadline, they were one of those teams.
Are they not anymore?
I think the Chicago Cubs were, if we talk about in the National League, with the, I say the Brewers were one. The Cubs were the second best team in the National League to me when we put head to pillow on July 30th. I think they might be the sixth best team in the National League right now.
Yeah.
That is damning is what that is. And I said at the time, I was like, look, the good news is the Brewers didn't do a whole lot to get better.
No, they didn't.
The bad news is the Brewers are better than you right now.
Yes.
And the Padres, the Mets, the Phillies, they address their needs in a more forceful way than the Cubs address their needs.
Absolutely. And the Brewers, there's a couple of teams that kind of gambled on what their strength were. The Brewers bet on their pitching, and that's before they lost Jackson Chourio. Now, that's going to be something we have to watch, but they've also gotten incredible production out of Andrew Vaughn. We got to talk about that later. And the Detroit Tigers. The Tigers needed some offense, but they didn't get any. And so they kind of doubled down on their starting pitching and added some pieces to their bullpen. But that's a team that, for the most of the year, and very similar to the Cubs, was the best team in the American League.
And they had that 10 out of 13 stretch.
And now I look at other teams. Look at the Red Sox. I know the Yankees aren't playing great, but they did a lot to improve their bullpen and kind of gone the way they thought it would.
Aaron Judge just got activated off the injured list.
That's big.
Way.
big for them. But I look at that the Astros and I say, that's a team that when they get healthy, even if they got 20% more healthy than they are right now, that's a team that the entire American League should be afraid of. The Seattle Mariners, getting Eugenio Suarez, getting Josh Naylor with the pitching that they have, that's a team that people should not want to see in the wild card round. So I just look at what where the Cubs were at, what the Cubs needed to do. There's no reason, in my opinion. I understand Jed saying starting pitching was expensive because it was, right? We talked about it before the deadline and talking to people after the deadline, on deadline day, what it was going to cost to get a decent starting pitcher. It was a lot. But I believe they needed starting pitching more than the other teams that got starting pitching. Like, I don't think there was a reason for them to get outbid by the Texas Rangers for Merrill Kelly. Because now you have to bet on good health from Jameson Taillon. You have to bet on health from Javier Saad whenever we see him, and that Cade Horton continues to pitch the way he does. And if you come up with a game three starter in the postseason of that three, then you're feeling really good and the rest is gravy.
And that tonight's starter doesn't look the way he did against your Chicago White Sox. More with Russ Dorsey, the Major League Baseball insider for Apple and Yahoo, coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.